many children who experience it still live with their parents who abuse them. Some are sleeping in the bush. Some of the children, they were surviving by eating palm nuts. When people go to sleep, they will go to their farms, pluck mangoes and everything they will eat. During the day, they will hide. Some of them were killed. Some of them were trafficked. Some of them got raped. So it's really difficult to track. But this thing I'm telling you has affected thousands of children. Thousands of children. And it's not just something of the last 1 year. It's been going on for over 10 years.
Nigerian activist Leo Igwe is touring Australia to spread awareness about the plight of so-called witch children in his home country. In Nigeria, he's an anti-superstition campaigner in communities.
We need to sustain the efforts that have been made so far. We don't have as many children on the streets as we used to have, but the belief is still very strong. If we relax, we may have in the next few years the situation coming back again. Because witch hunting has been going on.
Witches and wizards are part of traditional beliefs in many sub-Saharan African countries, but fear of witchcraft in the Niger Delta, and more specifically the state of Akwa Ibom, is rife. Leo says these values are exploited by powerful evangelical preachers to recruit followers and make a profit.
Others have very horrible stories. Very, very horrible stories. You will go, you are declared a witch, or this child has a witch. They will tell you, oh, some of them will charge money, you go and bring so amount, $100, $500, as the case may be. So sometimes they will chain the children, sometimes they will keep them, they will be lying on the ground. In fact, I saw two kids, they were chained for so long that the thing now turned to a saw. These children are traumatized.
Leo says evangelical leaders are also commissioned to do exorcisms, which can consist of bathing a child in acid, cutting them with a machete, or poisoning them.
They believe that people can be possessed by demons. And the process of deliverance is often a process that involves torture, inhuman, and degrading treatment. So the process of exorcism is still going on.
Recent investigations by UNICEF and the UNHCR in Nigeria have documented the experiences of dozens of children like Helen.
My name is Helen Wanabasi. I am 7 years old. My mother took me to church and pastor go and prophesy that I'm a witch. And my mother bring me back and start to beat me and ask me what I'm a witch. I said, no, I'm not a witch.
There was also a Nigerian commission of inquiry into witchcraft accusations in London earlier this year. 250 new cases of abuse were heard and 60 witnesses came forward.
There are still widespread beliefs around the children being witches and wizards, and obviously the children, they can either be tortured or ostracised. Sometimes in worst case scenarios, they are actually killed.
Lindy Hodges is the president of Stepping Stones Nigeria in Sydney, an NGO that raises money to build orphanages for children branded as witches. Stepping Stones orphanages are currently housing and educating 200 children. Their organisation is also working in communities using dance and music to explore issues surrounding witchcraft.
When these children are ostracised from their communities, they have somewhere to go where they can sleep, where they can be safe, where they can be fed, and a very important part of that is re-education. And the children can actually stay there till they're 18 years of age, and then after that they're encouraged to go back into a community.
She says orphanages are only a short-term solution and that education will be the real answer. Leo says without international support from countries like Australia, Nigerian kids will be left behind.
The children are not being educated. They're not being prepared for the challenges of the future. So Nigeria is not, for instance, my country Nigeria is not planning for its future. It's not investing in its future at all.